Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Good morning, and welcome to NABWIC Talks. I am your host for today and your NABWIC Talks radio chair. It gives me great pleasure to be here on this happy Wednesday, as always. And just like the commercial just said, please follow, like, and share on all your different social media platforms that you're hanging out with NABWIC, the voice of black women in construction, and or head over to our website, yes, at www.nabwic.org, and engage with us. Check out our calendar, find out what's going on, and, of course, hit that Join Now button and get your red shirt. Yes, join NABWIC. Become one of our newest members. We cannot wait to see you at our next national event. Well, you know, guys, we always have an action-packed show planned for you today. And also in the studio, we have no other than the master builder herself, Miss Ann McNeil, Ursula Odom of Sula 2, and Jackie Perry of JP and Associates. Good morning, Ann. How are you?
Jada, I tell you every single week, if I were any better, Jada, I would be you. And today, again, is no different, because in the studio today, we have three of my favorite NABWIC members, three of them all in one, three, four, five, maybe six. Anyway, we're talking about water. Water in the industry, water in our lives. And I was telling a little joke earlier before we started the show this morning. I said, listen, I am so excited about blacks in water. Don't tell me anything, because I'm like an old refrigerator, Jada. I cannot hold it. And then somebody, I'm not going to say who it was, but somebody said, I can't hold water. And I can't. Because when you think about what NABWIC is doing in the water industry, it is breaking ground. It is breaking barriers. It's breaking challenges, struggles, and creating opportunities, Jada, as we partner with over 10 different water utilities across the U.S., as we partner with trade schools across the U.S., as we partner with junior high schools and colleges and universities across the United States, talking about water becoming the answer to the water problem in the water utilities area by creating a strategic pipeline, not just material pipeline as we think of pipes, but human capital, manpower pipeline in this water industry. So, Jada, I am very excited about our program today, and I want to remind everybody that we are not just the voice of black women in construction. We are the voice of blacks in water in construction. So, Jada, as always, let's get this party started.
Yes, indeed. Before we get this party started and take off this morning, let's go to a quick commercial break.
Hot 105, if you consume water in any way, here's an opportunity to make money.
Tuesday, November 9th, there's going to be a virtual event called Black Women in Construction Water Industry Day and Billion Dollar Virtual Luncheon. And with us, Vice President of the National Black Women in Construction, Dr. Esther Lambert. How are you?
I am great, Rodney.
You have a virtual event taking place Tuesday, November 9th, but tell us about the National Association of Black Women in Construction.
The National Association of Black Women in Construction was founded by Ann McNeil over 10 years ago in South Florida to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry.
And there's a tremendous amount of money to be made. Give us your website before we talk about your upcoming virtual event.
Our website, nabwic.org.
And that is nabwic.org, N-A-B-W-I-C.org.
Your event is virtual and free.
We mostly do commercial construction, capital improvement construction project, but we focus mainly on billion-dollar capital construction programs.
What happens on Tuesday?
We have the billion-dollar luncheon where we bring members from these agencies to present to prime contractors as well as small businesses opportunities that are coming up in the water industry, putting members of our communities in front of people who can hire them. Local agencies, Miami-Dade Water and Sewer Department, Palm Beach Water Utilities Department, HRSD out of Virginia, DC Water. We have agencies from as far as Kansas City. These people are enthusiastic and willing and able to provide opportunities. My number is 954-701-2454. 954-701-2454.
And you have opportunities not just for businesses, but high school students and college students interested in the water industry. And this will be explained in your free billion-dollar virtual luncheon and water industry day.
We are faced with an upcoming crisis. Our infrastructure workforce is retiring, and we don't have enough replacement for them. We're connecting with agencies across the country, and they recognize this crisis to bring the attention of these opportunities to people in our communities, recruiting and training employees to replace these retirees. We have two components in terms of recruitment, a traditional component where we target high school students, college students who are going for the traditional four-year engineering and construction management program. So we have representatives from colleges as well as agencies and private companies who are interested in supporting students who are in college, mentoring, as well as engaging high school students, even scholarship opportunities.
And even those high school students that may not plan to attend college.
The certification program. This is for people who are not college bound, but it's a very lucrative career opportunity.
This will be a virtual event, the Black Women in Construction Water Industry Day and Billion Dollar Luncheon.
Our website, nabwic.org.
Nabwic.org, N-A-B-W-I-C.org.
Also, they can go on Eventbrite, National Association of Black Women in Construction. My number is 954-701-2454.
The Vice President of the National Association of Black Women in Construction, Dr. Esther Lambert, thank you. Much success on Tuesday, November 9th.
Have yourself a good day. Rodney, thank you so much for having us.
Yes, indeed. We are celebrating women in construction, but we are celebrating the water industry this month. Yes, indeed. We have our national billion-dollar luncheon and water industry day on the horizon. And NABWIC offers members an opportunity to expand personal and business networks, maintain awareness of industry developments, improve skills and knowledge, and make a contribution to other women in the construction industry, and not just other women, but other individuals seeking and having interest in the construction industry. And of course, who else better to connect with than NABWIC? We know business. We also have in the studio our special guests are no other than Dr. Esther Lambert of Corporate Project Services, Inc., Ms. Beverly Beard of W.T. Stevens, and Ms. Tylene Henry of Ujima Services, LLC. Now, this is going to be a powerhouse round table discussion. So please get your notepads, your pens out, and get ready to catch all of this good news, this good trouble that you are going to hear today. Well, first off, let's start with you. Dr. Esther Lambert, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jada. How are you? And good morning to our audience and to my fellow guests, of course.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well, Dr. Esther Lambert, we know a little bit about you because, yes, you are our national, NABWIC's national vice president, and it always gives us great pleasure to hear your words of wisdom being shared on NABWIC Talks. But for our new listeners that might not know you as well, could you just give us a little bit about yourself and why you're so passionate about being a part and working on this National Water Industry Day?
Okay, well, Jada, I think I have to go back into my background a bit. I started out as an educator. Yes, I was a teacher at one point in my life. And a part of what we're doing has to do with education for the water industry day. And then I got into banking, which, you know, propelled me into wanting to become more involved in business. So from there, I started my own company. And as fortune would have it, I got into this phenomenal industry that has led me to people like you in the organization of NABWIC. So that's a little of my background.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Ms. Beverly Beard, I know you are big in construction and at W.T. Stevens, Inc. Thank you for joining us this morning. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, of course. Now, I know that you are one of our fearless leaders that is chairing this National Water Industry Day. Could you tell us a little bit of why you're so passionate and why you had to be a part of this industry day this year?
I would just say that I'm very passionate about what we're doing here for the Billion Dollar Luncheon and Water Industry Day. I know that as I was coming up and maturing through my construction journey, that there was not a lot of people that looked like me. There was not a lot of assistance as we were getting started initially. So it was a tough journey, although it's been a rewarding journey. And so I just wanted to make that path a little bit easier for the women and minorities that are going to follow behind us.
Yes, indeed, and you can definitely hear your passion. Now, could you tell our audience listeners, because Ms. Beverly, you like to play a little shy, so let the people get to know you a little bit more. Tell us, what is your background over at W.T. Stevens?
Well, at W.T. Stevens, I am the executive vice president. So, you know, as with many small businesses, I wear many hats. But I participate in estimating and professional services, as well as construction management. And sometimes I'm called on to help out in the day-to-day operations as well. W.T. Stevens is a second-generation company. My father founded it, you know, many, many years ago. He passed in 2002, and we took up his legacy and have been, you know, running hard ever since. It's been a very rewarding journey, and I hope that he's looking down on us with pride because, you know, he always said, say what you're going to do and then do what you say you're going to do, and we've tried to stick to that, and so we feel like we've got a list of satisfied customers that enjoy the quality of work that we bring to our services.
Absolutely amazing. What a legacy that he has built, and you guys, your family, are continuing to keep it going. Love it, love it, love it. Thank you so much for joining us today, and I'm so happy that you are
one of my NABWIC members that I am so proud to call a sister. So, good morning, Ms. Tylene Henry of Ujima Services, LLC, based out of Detroit, Michigan. I'm getting a little excited this morning on the show because this is a sister that I am very familiar with. We love to have fun together and go after these business opportunities. Welcome and good morning, Ms. Tylene Henry. How are you?
Good morning, Ms. Jada. I am phenomenal today and just so excited about our upcoming $1 billion water luncheon and industry day.
Beautiful, beautiful. So why is it important for NABWIC to host events like the Water Industry Day?
So it's important for a few different reasons. You know, I think that our overall mission and vision really does embody this concept that talent is equally distributed, but opportunity is not. And so oftentimes as members of minority communities, socioeconomically disadvantaged communities, we may not have equitable access to opportunities that present themselves even when they're in our backyard. And so it's critically important to raise awareness about the importance of the improvements that are needed to our water infrastructure. We learned a very heartbreaking yet valuable lesson out of the city of Flint, Michigan, that, you know, they weren't able to maintain their water systems. Decisions were made, and as a result, you know, thousands of people were poisoned through lead contamination. And so oftentimes we think that that's just a concentrated incident, but if we don't maintain our water systems in our water infrastructure, then everyone is susceptible to that type of contamination. And so water is critically important. It's a necessity to live, to have clean water. And so it's something that we all need. And then in addition to that, because we know that there's infrastructure improvements, we know that there's a demand in that industry. There's a demand for talent at all levels, whether that's program management, engineering, operations, inspections. There's all kinds of opportunities, contracting opportunities within the water industry, and that will, those opportunities will continue to become available and be even greater as we move on. And so it's very important that we share information with our communities, small business communities, the folks that are in our community that may be looking for workforce opportunities, so that they can have access to the economic growth and development that can come as a result of some of these large capital improvement projects. And so just giving exposure not only to the small businesses in the community, but also helping students to understand as they're, you know, going through school, you know, that we have to identify areas in which we can see career opportunities, that there's a demand. And so it's got so many meaningful contributions to the communities that we serve by raising this awareness, by bringing people together across the across the country. So we're not just talking about one area, but this is a national issue. It's really a global issue, but we're really speaking about the issues here nationally and just making sure that people are positioned to be able to learn and grow and benefit, grow their businesses, expand their careers and their skill sets in the water industry.
Yes, yes. I know that there are so many different parts moving with this, with our $1 billion luncheon and National Water Industry Day that will be happening here soon in a couple of hours. And Tylene has mentioned a lot of things that NABWIC's focuses are and what we have going on. But Dr. Esther Lambert, if you could break down and share with us the main focuses as a planning committee that the guests will be participating in, because I know there's some building that pipeline to the next corporate opportunities. Could you go a little deeper in explaining that to the listeners?
Sure, Jada. Before I do that, I know we've been talking about water industry, but let's not forget that water, when we talk about water industry, we have two different aspects of it. We have the water, the regular water side, that we use, that potable water that we use to for domestic purpose, to cook, to take showers, and so on. And then we have the non-potable, which is the wastewater treatment side of it, which is also a very lucrative aspect of the water industry. You know, just bear, when we're talking about that, let's bear in mind that we have two very lucrative components of this business. And so to answer your question, we have three different aspects of this water industry day, including the Billion Dollar Luncheon, which the Billion Dollar Luncheon is what we generally do on a quarterly basis, where we present CIP programs at the Billion Dollar level to from agencies across the country. We typically do different sectors. Next month happens to be the water sector. And so we invite typically directors from these agencies to present to our audience, who include contractors as well as small businesses, such as My Business Corporate Project Services and W.T. Stevens, to network. These agencies are really the primes, clients, and we are the clients of the primes. So it gives us the opportunity to learn about these upcoming programs and projects before they go out on the street. So that keeps us ahead of the curve. So we have that aspect of the event, and then we have the water industry, which is divided into two sections. One, and that Tylene and Beverly will speak to them in more details later on. The educational aspect of it is targeted towards students who are going to colleges to get their traditional degrees to become engineers as well as construction managers. And then we have the certification side of it, where we are targeting students who are not necessarily college-bound, but we are providing them with opportunities to learn about very lucrative careers as plant operators as well as construction inspectors. And we are going to connect these students with opportunities for training as well as internship, mentorship, and possibly scholarships. So that's it in a nutshell. And like I said, Talene and Beverly will go into more details with the components that they are responsible for planning.
Of course. But to say now that's it in a nutshell is really, really being modest. There is a lot going on, and it sounds like that you ladies, as part of the planning committee and being the leaders of this planning committee, definitely have all the areas focused as far as getting those business owners and employers the opportunity to be able to network. I think I heard a little bit, we do have some special guests that will be doing some speaking and giving out some special opportunities and resources as far as advice or a little heads up on what may be coming down the pipeline as far as future projects. But music to my ears is that we are truly being that voice. NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, is keeping an eye on the educational aspects of it and the certifications, because there are so many different ways to skin a cat and to achieve your goals. And with that being said, I'm going to take a quick commercial break, but come back and dig a little bit deeper into those education and certification resources that Ms. Beverly Stevens and Tylene Henry of Udema Services LLC is working very hard on to provide.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
Yes, we are back here at NABWIC Talks Radio having a beautiful roundtable discussion on the National Association of Black Women in Construction Billion Dollar Luncheon and Water Industry Day. That is going on today. Yes, it's going on today. It starts at 11:30 a.m. And yes, I know it sounds crazy, but we have left our Eventbrite open, so you can run over and register. Yes, you still have time to run over and register and get yourself prepared or in front of your device that you will be logging in on, joining us for this absolutely amazing Zoom event. I have to share also some other NABWIC news that you are absolutely able to use is you want to look out also for our national annual meeting that will be coming up in January, at the end of January, in North Carolina. So we will be in North Carolina in January for our national annual meetings, as well as South Florida will be having their breakfast. So please, the chapter breakfast for South Florida is on the calendar. Northeast Florida's Lunch and Learn and Atlanta's, yes, ATL coming through with Who's in Your Tribe. So you want to stay connected and head over to Eventbrite and register for these absolutely amazing events and or go to our website at www.nabwic.org and stay connected with NABWIC. We are back speaking with our absolutely amazing guest. I cannot say absolutely amazing enough in the studio when we have special guests like our very own. So before the commercial break, we mentioned some of the educational components, or that there is an educational component and a certification component that we are very proud of outside of bringing in our corporate companies, our corporate partnerships and sponsorships. Kylene, you are very versed in working with connecting the dots between the different educational programs and reaching out and working with our young adults and our youth. What are your main goals or focuses as far as the education compartment goes for this Water Industry Day?
Thank you so much. Great question, Jada. So, you know, number one, we want to make sure that we can expose as many students as possible to the opportunities within the water industry. And in my component, which is focusing on students that are proceeding on to college and going into engineering programs, we want to make sure that they are aware of the variety of career opportunities that they have within the water industry. We want them to be aware and knowledgeable of the demand, because that's something that's very important. Sometimes the goal is to graduate high school, the goal is to get into college. They know they may be interested in engineering, but may not have a specific idea of what their career path will be. And it's critically important that students think strategically about pursuing higher education so that they can ensure they can get a return on their investment of time and money. So we want them to know that there's a demand.
We want them to be connected with resources so that they can, you know, hear from the horse's mouth, for lack of better words, folks that are leading internship programs in water, folks that are in careers in the water industry, in construction management within the water industry, as well as some universities. So we will have a special guest, Dr. Doreen Cabela from FAMU University. So we really wanted to make sure we had an HBCU university represented to ensure that we're touching all areas and making sure that all students have access to this information. And then the other component we want to make sure that students are aware of is the value of internships. Taking advantage of internship opportunities and pursuing internship opportunities help students to gain valuable experience that will help them with securing a full-time career in their field when they graduate from college. But as well, those internships help them to have a better idea of what area of focus, because water is a large space, and, you know, even though you may be in the engineering space, there's a lot of different careers that you could pursue, whether that's public or private. You know, we're talking about wastewater or drinking water, and so we want to make sure that students are aware of all the different opportunities that are available to them. As well, they get an opportunity to connect with people that are actually doing the work, that are working with students that are in the field, so that they can have relationships and begin to build their network so that they'll have some tools for success. So those are really our goals, and then we hope that, you know, we can have a continuation of this and continue to connect students with these opportunities, as well as identify scholarships to support them in funding their educational goals.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely amazing, and I hope the youth and young professionals are hearing you say that you are in high demand, and we love to assist you with getting you the right resources and connecting you with those individuals that are seeking you. So thank you so much, Ms. Tylene Henry. Ms. Beard, now I know it's been a little fun for you working on this industry day, as it is your first time being the national chair for this industry day, this water industry day. As far as these certifications, what can we expect, or what are we looking forward to?
So I'm really excited to be a part of this subcommittee, the certification subcommittee. And as Tylene talked about, students that are going to traditional college after high school, there are many, many students graduating high school that do not have a desire to go to college or are seeking another career track. And this certification component is a resource for that. And we know that, you know, a lot of people know about the different schools that are available and what kinds of curriculums they offer. But the information about trade schools and training programs is a little bit scattered. The information is not as readily available. So what we're doing is putting together a trade school resource manual so that people that are interested in those careers and that career track can go and find out some very basic information about the schools, what kind of training they offer, what the curriculums are, you know, what the length of the training program is, and some other details. So we just want to give them a little bit of information, enough to kind of garner their interest, and then provide them with links and additional numbers and resources where they can go and find out detailed information about that. In addition to that, we know that with the water utilities and the different watershed management and agencies, that there's going to be, in the next couple of years, there's going to be a mass exodus just because of the age of the workers in those water authorities and in those departments. They're going to be aging out, they're going to be retiring, and we want to be the pipeline for new and upcoming individuals coming into this career sector, into this water sector. And we want to serve as a resource for the agency so that they have the manpower that they need in order to keep the utilities up and running in the manner that we have been accustomed to. And so we have developing collaborations and relationships with workforce development so that we can provide that level of information for training, and workforce development does offer wraparound services for the students and the people that come through their training. And this is not only for just high school students, although we do have a couple of high construction curriculums and that have water curriculums. And so we're very excited to learn that, you know, you're not having to go to a training program necessarily when you come out of high school, because you may already have your certification when you come out of high school. So that's just very exciting to know. In addition, we're working with different programs that provide that level of training, and then directing their students that complete their certifications, directing them to apprenticeship programs where they can get on-the-job training and valuable work experience working with companies that already provide those kinds of services. So we're just very, very excited about that. As Esther said, the two career tracks that we're focusing on is operator that actually work in the utility department, and inspectors that make sure that they are monitoring and keeping in compliance those functions within the water department so that we can have good, healthy, clean water to drink and to have access to.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. Well, thank you so much. Great work for all. Great work with everything that you are doing. Ms. Beverly, you definitely got the audience very excited from hearing the energy and the passion in your voice with the certifications. I have a commenter that dropped a message in one of our chats on our social media feeds. Will the students be able to communicate directly with the school and or companies?
Yes, they will. So during the luncheon and industry day, we will actually have breakout panels. And so we'll have a panel for education where the students who are interested in going to college will go to that breakout room. And the ones that are interested in going to training programs will come to the certification breakout room. So on that panel, we will have people from the agencies. Actually, the agencies will have a couple of panelists that are from the schools, one from the high school. We'll have also panelists from some of the firms and the contractors that traditionally do this kind of work, and the schools will be there as well. So they will have information available to them from every aspect of, you know, participating and being an operator and an inspector. And we also plan to have operator and an inspector on the panel as well, so they can find out firsthand what their career growth has been like and what are the benefits of working, no matter if they're working with the agency or working with the construction firm or the engineering firm. They'll get an opportunity to find out what that career path is actually like from someone that has walked that journey.
Amazing, amazing. And for the commenter that asked that question, great question, and we cannot wait to see you on the Zoom in the different breakout rooms. Thank you so much, Ms. Beverly, for answering that. I get a little stingy here in the studio sometimes. Thank you for my reminder. Ms. Jackie Perry of JP and Associates, I know that you are super excited over there and jumping off of your seat to get into the conversation and share in some of this passion for NABWIC's National $1 Billion Luncheon and Water Industry Day.
Well, hi, Jada, and all of our special women of NABWIC on the show today. I'm just really excited to hear everybody talk about what we can expect from this luncheon, Jada. So I can't wait. Of course, I'm already registered. I'm ready to go. I did not know that we would have such a broad range of areas that we'll be covering in this water industry. So I'm just really, really excited, and I do encourage all of those that are listening, like you've already said, go on over there and register and join and encourage those students. And that's another exciting aspect of this. So they talked about college-bound students or those that may not, you know, be headed for college, but there seems to be something for everybody in this particular luncheon. So those professionals, students, and obviously the ladies that are in construction. So this is going to be exciting, and I can't wait.
Yes, indeed. A very robust agenda. So I definitely cannot wait. Dr. Esther Lambert, are there any closing remarks as we are moving to the top of the hour that you would like to add to today's show about our National Water Industry Day?
Data, I am so glad that you asked that question. First of all, it's a public-private partnership where we have partnership between the agencies, government agencies, private sector firms like engineering and construction firms, and then small businesses such as ours. And the exciting part about the luncheon is that we have two major agencies who will be making presentations. One is HRSD from Southern Virginia, and they have a $3 billion program for the next 10 years. Yes, $3 billion. So that is exciting news. And, of course, DC Water also has their $1 billion program. So there is something there for everyone to come in and be excited about. There are opportunities. This is such an exciting time to be in this industry. So we just want to let you know that we have an exciting program ahead for you, and we look forward to your attendance and your participation. Thank you so much for this opportunity, Jada and Jackie.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.